Texte numéro 23. Britain's surprising upstart universities. Sir James Dyson, a designer of whizzy home appliances who became a billionaire, has long complained that Britain pumps out too few engineers. So a few years ago, he set out to mint graduates of his own, a mini-university he created at his company's Glassy Research Facility in Wiltshire, now has about 160 youngsters enrolled, all in engineering. They spend 2 days a week in lessons and the rest working on real products for which they earn a salary. They pay no fees and incur no loans. Instead of residential halls, newcomers live in timber pods stacked near Dyson's labs. Two undergraduates say they turned down Cambridge for the chance to attend. The Dyson Institute, one of a clutch of universities that have opened in recent years, saw its first students graduate in 2021. In the past, it was almost impossible for such outfits to hand out degrees unless they first partnered with an existing institution. Now, upstarts may apply to operate independently from day one, a consequence of rule changes the government introduced in 2017. Having lifted caps that limited how many people could attend university, policymakers hoped that new providers would keep incumbents on their toes and encourage innovation in higher education. The result, so far, is a handful of energetic new institutions. But the campaign for their expansion needs another shove. So far, seven new bodies have received degree-awarding powers, though they are not yet supposed to use the term university, which remains a tightly protected title. Most teach only one or two degrees, usually in technical subjects, whose graduates are in the most demand from employers. Perhaps the most novel degrees are offered by the London Interdisciplinary School, LIS, in Whitechapel. Each term, its students examine a different thorny issue, inequality, say, or sustainability. Rather than pick one subject, they study things as diverse as philosophy and data science. Eventually, they earn a degree in interdisciplinary studies. Nurturing broad thinkers is crucial to solving big problems. If these new outfits are zingy, for the moment, they are all still very small. There are also fewer of them than reformers a few years ago had hoped. There's no guidebook. New entrants have to battle big incumbents. The bigger challenge is that despite promises, regulation continues to hamper the new providers. Though upstarts are no longer forced into partnerships with their competitors, they must convince the Office for Students, Britain's newish universities regulator, that they are made of the right stuff. The process has sometimes taken years. Innovators say the box-ticking has been hardest for outfits unwilling to promise they will do things the same way as everyone else. Adapted from The Economist, September 2023.